Today in Business from Wired.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for the New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Today in Business from Wired.
DeepMind wants us to use AI to transform soccer. The Alphabet-owned company is working with Liverpool to bring computer vision and statistical learning to the high-stakes world of sports. By Amit Katwala, Wired UK. In March 1950, an RAF wing commander and trained accountant named Charles Reap turned his eye for numbers to soccer. Reap, who had become interested in sports in the 1930s and was fascinated by Herbert Chapman's pioneering Arsenal team, had returned from the Second World War to find that the tactical revolution he'd witnessed before had stalled. Finally, at halftime during a drab Division III game between Swindon Town and Bristol City, during which he watched countless attacks amount to nothing, Reap's patience ran out. He grabbed a notebook and a pencil and began furiously jotting down what happened on the pitch. He started counting the number of passes and shots in one of the first systematic attempts to use data to analyze soccer. 7 decades later, the data revolution has reached the grassroots. Fans are fluent in XG and net spend, and the top teams pluck statistics PhD students straight from university in the search for an edge. Now, defending Premier League champion Liverpool has joined forces with DeepMind to explore the use of artificial intelligence in the soccer world. A paper by researchers at the two organizations published today by the Journal of Artificial Intelligence Research outlines some of the potential applications. The timing is just right, says Carl Tools, an AI researcher at DeepMind, and one of the lead authors on the paper. DeepMind's collaboration with Liverpool arose from his previous role at the city's university. DeepMind founder Demis Hassabis is also a lifelong Liverpool fan and was an advisor on the research. The two group got together to discuss where AI might be able to help soccer players and coaches. Liverpool also provided DeepMind with data on every Premier League game and club played from 2017 through 2019. In recent years, the amount of data available in soccer has swelled with the use of sensors, GPS trackers, and computer vision algorithms to track the movement of both players and the ball. For soccer teams, AI offers a way to spot patterns that coaches can't. For DeepMind researchers, soccer offers a constrained but challenging environment for them to road test their algorithms. A game like soccer is super interesting because there are a lot of agents present. There's competition and collaborative aspects, says Tools. Unlike chess or Go, soccer has inherent uncertainty built into it because it's played in the real world. That doesn't mean you can't make predictions, though, and that's one area where AI could prove particularly useful. The paper demonstrates how you can train a model on data about a specific team and lineup to predict how its players will react in a particular situation. If you knock a long ball into the right-hand channel against Manchester City, for example, Kyle Walker will run in a particular direction, while John Stones may do something else. This is known as ghosting because the alternative trajectories are overlaid on what actually happened, like a video game, and has a range of different applications. It can be used, for example, to predict the implications of a tactical change or how an opponent might play if a key player goes off injured. These are things that coaches would likely notice themselves, and Toll stresses that the aim isn't to design tools to replace them. There's a lot of data, lots to digest, and it's not necessarily so easy to handle these masses of data, he says. We're trying to build an assistive technology. As part of the paper, the researchers also conducted analysis on more than 12,000 penalty kicks taken across Europe in the last few seasons, categorizing players into clusters based on their style of play, and then using that information to make predictions about where they were most likely to hit a penalty and whether they were likely to score. Strikers were, for instance, more likely to aim for the bottom left corner than midfielders, who took a more balanced approach, and the data demonstrated that the optimal strategy for penalty takers was, perhaps unsurprisingly, to kick to their strongest side. Other models may be able to crunch the numbers on counterfactuals to estimate how much a specific action like a pass or a missed tackle contributed to a goal or XG. They could be used in the post-match analysis to demonstrate to players why they should have passed the ball in a particular situation instead of shooting. A model trained on player performance data, strength and fitness, might be able to track fatigue better than human coaches and recommend resting players before they get injured. There are echoes here of what Reap tried to do in the 1950s. He used his data to erroneously calculate that most goals were scored after moves of 4 passes or fewer, and his analysis helped usher in a style of long ball soccer that became the hallmark of the English game for decades. There have been high-profile examples of AI in other domains spitting out answers that are nonsensical or just plain wrong. In the past, AIs trained on video games have won by breaking the rules of the game or ignoring the laws of physics. An AI trained on soccer data might decide, like a robot Jose Mourinho, that actually the best way to get results is to let the opponent keep the ball and wait for them to make a mistake. That's why it's important that the findings of the model are mediated by experts, Tools says, to ward against faulty reasoning by the AI systems. But an AI could spot a pass that, in the heat of the moment, even the best player might miss. We're not trying to build robots, we're trying to improve human soccer play, he says. AI won't replace soccer managers, Tools says, but its impact could be felt within the next decade. The purpose is to have a seamless system that integrates well with the human player on the pitch and facilitates their work, he says. I don't think you will see big impacts in the next 6 months or a year, but in the next 5 years, some of the tools will be more developed, and you could see something like an automated video assistant coach that could help with pre- and post-match analysis, or can look at the first half of a game and give you advice on what could be changed in the second half. DeepMind is hoping to combine computer vision, statistical learning, and game theory to help teams spot patterns in the reams of data they're collecting that they wouldn't be able to see otherwise. Applying artificial intelligence to soccer could make players and coaches smarter. Now, if only it could do the same for the owners. Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.